This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson, detecting cardiovascular clearance on patient Birx, B-I-R-K-S, first name Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, date of birth December 26, 1953, date of evaluation February 1, 2024, referring physician Dr. Chan. The chief complaint, 70-year-old African-American male reports having been diagnosed with AFib approximately 1 month ago, period. And following correction, in further discussion, patient actually notes that he has had palpitations but no chest pain. However, reports occasional abdominal discomfort with associated shortness of breath. He had actually been diagnosed with atrial fibrillation sometime in the distant past, period. The patient reports having had an ablation procedure by Dr. Nibley in 2008. Past medical history, one, atrial fibrillation, next number hypertension, next number insomnia, next number BPH, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number postnatal drip. Past surgical history, status post ablation in 2008 by Dr. Nibley, next number colonoscopy, next number UGD, next medications, amiodarone, 100 milligram, 1.5 daily, Eliquis, BID, furosemide, unknown dose, metoprolol, 100 milligram, half daily, simvastatin, 20 milligrams, 1 daily, valsartan, 160 milligrams, 1 daily, finasteride, 5 milligrams, 1 daily, zolpidem, 10 milligrams, 1 HS. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, brother had prostate cancer, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, he notes alcohol use with daily wine, he denies drug use, review of systems, otherwise unremarkable, cardiovascular, irregular rhythm, data review, ECG demonstrates atrial fibrillation at a rate of 87 beats per minute, nonspecific ST abnormality is noted, the impression, one, atrial fibrillation, next number hypertension, next number abnormal EKG, the plan, CBC, Chem-20, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel, TSH, T3, T4, echo, and nuclear stress test. Follow-up 1 month. Sorry, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.